But I'm saying it's not that
close. Just leave the door open.
Better nobody should walk in and get in the wrong town.
One more here, though.
Some sefer brings from the Rashi and Shubas, Kup Ayin, I think, that the Shoyal wanted to know, how can you say that also Shamash La'ira, therefore you're allowed to use the bad shemen on Shabbos, once the shear, the rift paskins, once you pass the shear, you're allowed to use the light. So even you'll be metamtzen to put in exactly as how much you need for the shear, but yefshel etzamtzen, how much you get the right amount, and it's going to burn longer. And when it's burning longer, you'll come to use it on Shabbos, and then you have Shema Yatim. So the Rashba answers him, that you're right, you can't be mitzamtem hamet shemet, but you also can't be mitzamtem techla regel menashuk. You're not going to mamish know that it's regel menashuk. So you're also not going to, even if it burns longer, you're not going to use that either. And the sugya of Ner Shabbos, which thanks to Doivi, we started the Chanukah sugya earlier, so we got a more clearer picture. Most people don't get to see it. So there's Be'ikah two shitas and why you're not allowed to be madlik with bad shemen on Shabbos. And Rashi says, because hataya, asil adei hataya, yeah, you're going to come to fix it. And the Rivan says it's a problem of shalom bayis. If it goes out, you'll have a problem of shalom bayis. And also the Perish of Mishnayah says that you're not going to have light, it's going to flicker, it's not going to be nimshach yafeh, and it's going to ruin your Shabbos. You're going to have to leave your house, which the Gemara said later on. And Ner Shabbos is a chayva, and it's not supposed to have to leave your house. You won't be yotze. So, but when it comes to this sugya, so there's a couple of kashas that. So we have the Rivan and we have Rashi. We have either it's a shalom bayis problem, or it's a shamayata problem. How come when you come to this sugya, all of a sudden we say you can't use it in a chol because kavsa zakukla? Yeah. So all the rishonim who said that it's shemayata, that's why they're not good for Shabbos. Where were they on the previous sugya? You see, mefurish. Don't use these oils because it's going to go out. So couldn't they say that on Shabbos? Lachari the Rivan is a much more pashut. You see, don't use these oils; he's going to go out. The Beis Halevi would like to that Ner Shabbos v'Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos Adif, Mishum Shalom Beisai. So if you're worried over here that the thing's going to go out, Kol Shechein over there, you have to be worried the thing's going to go out. So where were they on the last sugya? And on the Rivan,
what did they have to do with anything affected as Adif?
You say, well, Chanukah is Pursuma Nisa, you have to make sure it's burning the whole time. But the Gemara says if you have a choice between Pursuma Nisa and Shalom Bayis, Shalom Bayis is Adif. So if you say it's only on Chanukah you're choishish for this, no, Kol Shechein on Shabbos you have to be choishish for this, because Gemara says it's more vichtig. And according to the Rivan, how come all of a sudden there's Shemayate? They didn't want to say Shemayate in the previous sugya. All of a sudden, Shemayate. I mean, the mashmoyis of the sugya is that it's mutal shamish al-ayra, therefore you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos, right? It's mashma that it means Shemayate. And also, according to the Rivan, that kavsa zakukla, that the chashash is going to go out, it's mechayev you to use good oils on Ner Shabbos, right? So why did the Gemara have to make up a new time over here of Shemayate? For sure the Rivan should have said, and that's really Tosfos kasha.
Who says he would say yes, Shemayate?
Because the Gemara says, not the Shechola and not by Shabbos, because Mutal Shamash Lo'ira. You don't have to come on to Mutal Shamash Lo'ira. He's the one who says he can't use it for Shabbos because it's going to go out. So you can't use it for Shabbos here. That's mechayiv you good oils. And if that kasha is really Tosfos kasha. I mean, that's Tosfos says, why do you have to say a new time of, yeah? Why do you say a new time? Just say that it's going to go out. And on Shabbos, he hands it tight. So it's a big problem. kasha is beikir. He doesn't say. He's asking on the Rivan, but that kasha is really it's coming to poke at the Rivan shita. Yeah. Oh, you can't use it on Shabbos. You can't use it here either. So. Yeah, Rashi, Beis Halevi comes with Rashi, nobody can touch Rashi, because over there he didn't say it's going to go out, he just said it's going to flicker, so it's Kenzine, over here he learns it's going to flicker, it's not going to go out, so it could be for Shabbos Rashi will learn, it's not going to go out, it's just going to flicker, maybe flickery light is enough for Shalom Bayis, so he's safe, our Gemara never said it's going to go out like Rashi.
Yeah, you don't know how the Rivan.
But the Rivan said it'll go out, and you won't have Shalom Bayis.
Over here, but in Ben Yechai.
What will the Rivan learn? It's going to flicker. There he said it's going to go out, so here it's for sure going to go. Same Metzias. It's going to go out. So why does the Rivan... So Tosis, I'm just saying, the third Kasha is Tosis Kasha, but it's on the Rivan. That's really where his Kasha plays out. The Rivan said it's going to go out on Shabbos, and you're going to be in the dark, and that's a Chashash to make you use good oils. So that's good for Chanukah too. So he'll say, no, only by Shabbos. Technically, you could say... Only by Shabbos he said it's going to go out because Shalom Bayis is Adiv. But Pesuminisa, that's a false Pesuminisa, it wouldn't be Chayshish. It could be. It's not terrible in the Rivan, really. And also Rashi writes, Shama Yivsha, so we're only worried about that you're not going to take good care of it when it starts to flicker. That also takes care of Duchsach and the Beis Alevi. It's also taking care of Toysis Kasha. Because we're not so worried that it's going to go out. We're worried that you're not going to do your part. The Shabbos, you anyway can't do your part, so you may be off the hook. The Emes says, but the other Rishonim say it's going to go out.
Why can't you use Tosis Teretz for
the Kasher? Tosis Teretz is that Rava said two reasons. It's not a Teretz, but why is Rava saying two reasons? The last sugi gives us a Gishmaka reason
right.
Already. Who's it going to help? The Rivan? Like... Yeah, the Rivan is not so shver. I mean, you maybe need a new reason because it's Pesuminis is not such a big chashasha that we should be able to talk.
I'm so sure why do you need another new reason?
But why do you need another new reason? but you could say that Chanukah is not so chum to say you ruined the oil so that you should have a bigger Pesuminis. Shalom Bayis is someone could hurt himself. So, along the lines of what the Beis Halevi says for Rashi, that we're not talking about that it's going to go out per se. To answer Tosis Kasha, the Emes says we could say that let's be medayik the lashon kavsa zakukla. Yeah, the Gemara could have said ner Chanukah. You can't use a chot. Why? Ner Chanukah tsarech sheyimshach oirud. Ner Chanukah bo'inen sheyimshach oirud. Yeah, comes to Zakagla. Mevet said you have a chiyuv to it.
It's pessimistic.
Huh? Right. If it's kavsa, then you won't be there. Be around. Stay next to it. Stay, be in the area. Didn't say that there's a chiyuv that it should last. So the Rishonim can learn that we're not saying that there's a chashash that this thing is going to go out. But on Ner Chanukah, Chazal said, don't light a candle and then go to the Chanukah party. Be there. You have to, they're mechayiv you to be zokek to your Ner, not to be elsewhere. And they were mechayiv on the Gavra, achiyuv, just like in Rashi, we're afraid he's going to do something wrong. Yeah, they made achiyuv. So the Kasha Yishayin is, where were you by Shabbos? You're afraid it's going to go out? Kol Shechein, it's going to go out by Shabbos. Said, no, we never meant it's going to go out. The Gemara just says, they're mechayiv, the mensch, not to light a Ner and walk away, but that he should be. They made him the Shoimer, the Gabai, and the Gizbar. They made him...
Like the Chassidim, they sit there and they look at the Ner's for half hour?
Yeah. They made him...
Good.
That's the Makor. They made him the Apotropos. They made him everything on his Ner.
I still do always see
So Mameila on a Ner Shabbos, they didn't make him the Apotropos and the Gizbar and the Gabai. Because you can't. You can't do anything with him on Shabbos anyway. Either of them. Go to Shul. Try not to be so involved in your Ner. And on Shabbos Chanukah also. That's the Parshat Teretz. It says... Tosis says, but Chanukah, you won't be able to relight it, so you have to use good... No, there's never a chashash that the oil's not good, it's not going to last. There is a chiyuv that a person has to be next to his ner. On Shabbos, you can't, so there's no chiyuv. So on your ninus, on Shabbos, your ninus. Along the lines of the Beis Halevi, but we're going with that it's going to go out. They're learning that there's no chashash that's going to go out. The Halevi mentions that it's not a chashash going out. Yeah, it's not a chashash that's going out, but it's a chiyuv on the mensch that he should be by his candle. And also to answer for the Rivan and the Perish Mishnayis, yeah, that what? that why did you need the new time of Hatiya, or what is why isn't it good Kavs HaZakakla? Yeah, why do you need a new reason for Hatiya? Ah, that just, yeah, that the Rivan says that on Shabbos it might go out. Therefore, you're mechuyev to use good oils from to begin with. So when it comes to this sugya, he's easy. Kavs HaZakakla, you can't use them on Chol, you can't use them on Shabbos because it's going to go out, yeah? Teretz says that no. That, like we said, Chanukah is not Shabbos. We're not so worried about it, yeah? No, if I care, the fact that Gemara said Kavs HaZakakla, that's a Lashon Kul. It's not a Chumra of Chanukah. On Shabbos, Kavs is not an option. You're mechuyev to make sure you're going to have a light there. It's safety, it's dangerous, shalom bayis, it's the mamish mechayev you, that there's no, kavs is not on the table. But Ner Chanukah, they made kavs HaZakakla. It's a lashon of a kula. Try to be there. On Shabbos, it's not allowed to be kavs at all. You have to shtel good oil. But on Chanukah, kavs HaZakakla, you have a chayev to keep it going. But it's not going to be mechayev yushemen akedei kach that on Shabbos that's a reason. It's mechayev yushemen, yeah. But to say, that's not a saying chol it is mechayev yushemen, right? But it's just that reason for should work for Shabbos. So he's saying also you don't have a chayev in your ner to keep it going. Like the other yishanim, you have a chayev to look after it, put good oil. But on Shabbos I can't be there anyway. So I'll shtel an air. It works. It doesn't work. It's only a chumrin. It's only they're only mechayev me to be careful. But on Shabbos, the etzem hadlaka has to be a hadlaka that's going to last. It's a sehirus. Now also, how come there's metamol there's a chashash that you're going to be shemayata? And by Shabbos, the Rivan didn't want to say Shemayata, yeah? So the emes is that the Rivan might have held there is a chashash of Shemayata on Shabbos. But there was Gemara, the chashash just was that why isn't it Xer? Yeah? Al Shemayata, so you might come to Miyata, so therefore you can't put in a mixture of oils because you might once use bad oil by itself, and then you'll come to Miyata. So the chashash shemayata, it didn't passel the oil over there. But here shemayata is passeling the oil. So the Chassam Sofer brings in an interesting thing that he bases it on the mashmayis of the Torah, that it could be that the din of Kavs HaZakakla that you have on Chanukah all 7 out of the 8 days when it's not Shabbos, or 6 this year. So, Memela, they were mechayev to be zokik to the Ner. On Ner Shabbos, you never Zakakla. The Ner Chanukah, you Zakakla. So, when a person has this epizakika and this chavivus to the mitzvah, he's going to, this could be that in the Rivan, there's a problem of Shalom Bayis. Ner Chanukah has a new problem of Hatoya. Why? Because the Ner Chanukah is something you're metapel with. You have tweezers there and all these things. It was Zakakla. And so it has it's a Ner Mitzvah that you're more shayach to be Nichshal on this than on Shabbos. Could be another mahalach with the tour. Could be that really there's that yeah. It's also with the tour that over here you have a chiyuv to relight it. So the ikir shemayata by itself we're not chayshish. But here that there's also a chiyuv to relight it. So there's a chashash that you'll relight it on Shabbos because you're going to do it all week. And memela, but see if that there's also a chashash that there's a smaller chashash that you might come to be yata. And that's what the Torah says. The Torah says that don't worry, use any shemen you want. Why? Because we're not afraid that you'll relight it, and we're not afraid that you'll make a hatayah. So you see from this that the hatayah that they were choshish to on Shabbos Chanukah was a shemayateh that was betzir of the fact that shemayad likena and shemayateh. It's also similar. That because you're oisek in the mitzvah, so when you're oisek with the mitzvah all week long, you might on Shabbos is more of a chashash that you could come to do it. That would also help for the rivan.
What was the tool that I used to the Torah?
It says, we're not chashash that you'll be madlik it if it goes out, and we're not chashash that you'll be yateh it. Now there's an interesting riff. The riff says, so we know that the third lashon in the Gemara is that you can use any shaman that you want, because first of all, kausa ein zokagla, and also asa l'shtamish l'ayra, so you can use any shaman that you want. Bein b'shavas, bein b'chol, there's no psuli shaman. So the riff says, but when the riff brings down this Gemara, he says, you see from the fact that you can use this on Shabbos, meha, that you can use it on Shabbos, you see from this that kavsa in zakekla and mutar l'shtamish and also l'shtamish l'ayra. But the mashmoyis of the Gemara is that we're learning from the fact that you're allowed to use the b'chol, we're learning kavsa in zakekla. From the fact that you're allowed to use it on Shabbos, we're learning mutar l'shtamish l'ayra. But the rips goes out of his way, like it's mashana from the lashon of Gemara, and it's shred to say that he had a different gears. So he says, from the fact that he can use it on Shabbos, you see already kavsa ein zakekla and also l'shtamish l'ayra. Why does he go out of his way to learn both things from Shabbos? And also, this riff is clearly not learning like this little lumdus that we said before. We said that when they were machayev a person kavsa zakekla, it was a chiyev on the kilu, it was a chiyev on the gavra. It wasn't the din in the ner itself, yeah. Put it, and therefore we said that answers Tosis Kasha. Because on Shabbos you can't do anything about it, so you don't have to use good oils on Shabbos. Al tzidin kavsa zakekla, because you're anointness. So they didn't put this din on you to be near your ner. But the Rif says, you can use it on Shabbos. Must be kavsa in zakekla, yeah. So he's not going. He's going with Tosis Kasha. He's not going with our little vart. Also, the Rif says,
oils not a good enough finus.
Shabbos is not a good enough finus.
You put yourself into the situation. You used something that would, you made yourself an ayinus.
It's chilasa b'pshia b'soif and b'ayinus.
Chil.
Okay. And then, now the riff also, another famous riff over here, that the riff says, inami l'shiura, that inami l'shiura means that after the zman, the shiur of a half kechetzi shah that took the grandbam, after that shiur passes, you're allowed to be mishtamish b'ayra. Yeah? And the Ran learns that not only after the Zman you're allowed to be Mishtamish L'Ayra, but if it goes out Teich Zman, you're allowed to be Mishtamish with the oil. Yeah? He says, you weren't Makseh L'Mitzvaso, and the Inam L'Shira, but the Havan of the Ran is, I think, more. That Inam L'Shira means this is the Shir Shemen. Mitzvaso, Mishatishka Hashem, Tichla Regel Menashok, that this is the Shir Shemen. Your din was to be Madlik this Shemen. Once you were Madlik this Shemen, you're Yetzi your Mitzvah. Now, if your mitzvah goes away, alts kavsa, it went out. Again, the shemen was only a tanai in your mitzvah, but it didn't become shemen mitzvah. If you light something this big, you're only lighting the half hour Shabbat. You're not being machnes shemen into the mitzvah. You need to, in order for your hadlaka to be kosher, you need there to be a presence of a certain amount of shemen. And the Ran learned al kopanim that you're allowed to use the shemen if it goes out. Now the Rambam lemaisa doesn't mention this halacha, but I didn't notice it.
Is only in the inami in the first threads.
Inami l'shiuru. Yeah, that's he's learning it from shiuru. That's what he's learning shiuru.
The first teretz, whatever.
What would be the din? It's could be a tzachuk selam mitzvah salafidat teretz. It could be.
I mean, ilo adlik madlik only during that half hour. But if you put in 3 hours worth of oil, you have to leave.
That's a good question. I'm going to touch on that. I mean, yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could be maybe. Could be your hadlok is everything that you split. Is all shayach to your mitzvah now. Yeah, it'll help me if that's what we say.
You have to light during that.
Huh? And that's a shiur when you could light, but everything you light might be hokzel mitzvaso. Yeah.
And what if you could put in a tiny drop of oil too?
That was going around in the kol this week. Can you even light nothing? Yeah, right. Or a little drop. Yeah. Maybe.
But if you light 4 hours, you have to.
Maybe
you
also.
You wouldn't be allowed to touch it.
Why does it have to be kosher to be added from the oil?
What, you should, if you put it out yourself, you mean?
No, but still.
Yeah, the Rif says it can be mishamish lawyer.
No, the Ran, Teich's man.
Yeah. What if it goes Lacha's man, then for sure you could.
No, no, Teich's man is still lit. You should be able to mishamish with the oil.
B'shas mitzvah's like. Because it's part of Hemshech. It's part of Hemshech.
Manish it today.
Yeah.
You can say it's like that if you
go. Which part something?
Back there has to go. Says if it goes out there,
yeah. Oh yeah, that would be an idea.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to sell the Dafke, but if it's just that tonight, so you know, it's still.
Yeah. Left. Okay. So the Rambam Lamaisa doesn't mention that you can be Mishtamish Lai, right? He just says after this year you can put it out. Doesn't mention about after this year you can be Mishtamish Lai, right? He says you can put it out. Then the Mishtamish you can be Mishtamish the Shemin afterwards. Not doesn't. Also the Rambam. Yeah, right. And also the Rambam, interesting, the Rambam also doesn't say a reason for the why you could use any shemen during the week. The Rambam says any shemen, even the ones that are usher on Shabbos, are mutter on Chanukah. And even on Shabbos, Chanukah, because it's also Shamash Lairah. But he doesn't say it in the weekdays why it's mutter, these shemen are mutter. He just says they're mutter. Lemaisa like this. Rav says that that all the shemanim are mutter, say bechol, say beshabbos, and Rav Yirmiya comes along and he says because it's ein zakut law, it's also shamish laira. Taisa says it's not mistaber that a person that it's not mistaber that anyone would ask the or, yeah, but it's not mistaber. It's a chiddush that someone should say also shamish laira. So what are the reasons to be that there are three reasons altogether that there's atzel l'shamish l'ayra? Either bizei mitzvah, yeah, only to do a davar shel bezayin, but that's not negei our sugya, because our sugya is saying it's atzel l'shamish l'ayra, therefore you could use it on Shabbos. All the rishonim say that means you can't use it even for not a bizei mitzvah, even for a davar shel bekdusha you can't use it because you'd have to have shemayata. So that one's out. So what are the two reasons that there's atzel l'shamish l'ayra? Either because hecker. Or because Dumi the Menorah, the Ran says. And the next Gemara says, is that really, for the Gemara goes right afterwards, says, is it really true that it's Kavsa in Zakakla? Ha'shteit abraisa mitzvasa mishatishka ha'chama ha'shatechla regal manashuk. My love, you gotta keep it going the whole time. Gemara says two tirutz. No. Either ilay adlik madlik, or inami l'shiyura. It's a little bit mashma that these two tirutzim are like these two timers. Eloi Adlik Madlik means you must light in this time period. Why? Because there's a chashash presumei nisa, and after this time period, you won't have the it's telling you that the ikar of the mitzvah it's likuva the presumei nisa, and memela. So that would be going like the time of Hecker that the asa the oil because presumei nisa is likuva, and inami l'shiura befrat when you go with the riff that's going inami l'shiura means that. That inami l'shiura is ken zayin. That means. Yeah, I'm just not sure when I'm supposed to say this. I guess I say it now. That inami l'shiura is kibayit on hadlaka oisem mitzvah, because the riff saying that's what Rambam do before. The riff is saying that when it goes out you could use the oil, and the Ran says no, even if it goes out right now you could use the oil. Why? Because you don't have a mitzvah to light this oil, you have a mitzvah to light, and there has to be a shiur shemen. In other words, inami l'shiur, it's a lamdisha. The Gemara is saying shiur, it's a shiur ba'alam, it's a shiur aza. So the Gemara is saying it's a shiur. So the Gemara is saying this is not epes huksel mitzvah soy like atzei sukkah, and you put it away that this should be l'shem mitzvah. No, I needed this here, but that my but the ganze hadlaka is the ganze mitzvah is in my hadlaka and nishmer. So inami l'shiura, that's kibayit on hadlaka oisem mitzvah. And if hadlaka oisem mitzvah, Rashi says dum yudim menayra. So memela the iser shemen is because they were metakin it dum yudim menayra. Memela you have an iser shemen.
Iser shamish
layer. Is it right? Iser shamish layer. So say that these two things plug into these two terusim. Now the Gemara says that when Abaye heard this shmur of kapsa ein zakuklo and also l'shtamish la'ira, so originally he heard it from Rabbi Yirmiyah, and he wasn't makabalit. But then when he heard it from Rabbi Yochanan, he was makabalit. So 2 years ago, I gave him a halach. Why not Rabbi Yirmiyah and why Rabbi Yochanan? I saw some sefer has two mahalach and Prima Gadim has as Rabu hatirutzim. So I want to throw in a teretz. Rashi says that loy chashiv l'smoich al tvarev. Yeah. So the halach Rabbi Yirmiyah all of a sudden was not a bar samcha. Is a tana bro? Is kilo? Yeah. Interesting. Tosfos says mistama. Lashon Tosfos says mistama lo yeasar. Shum lo yachmir shum adam, yeah. Mistama lo yachmir shum adam. No one, yeah. Mamela, that's why Abaye and Tosi says, and you see, Abaye didn't want to be makabelit at first, yeah. So Rashi says he wouldn't be makabelit because of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Tosi says he didn't want to be makabelit because it's a very big chumra. Shum adam, even whoever it is, even if you're Eliyahu HaNavi, yeah. But that's not Adam. Even if you're Rabbeinu HaKadosh himself, nobody could say it. So Rashi learned that. But Taisa said no, he didn't want to be Makabalit because it's a too big of a chumra. So what's the shlach later, Rashi? What's Rabbi Yirmiyah? All of a sudden he can't. So it comes to mind right away, the Gemara and Baba Basra, very famous, that Rabbi Yirmiyah was once kicked out of the Beis Medrash. Why? Because the Gemara says like this. Let's say you find a bird that's 50 amos away from a shayvich. It's medada. It's a bird that can't fly yet. It's hopping around. And it's within, so if it's within 50 amos of a shayvich, it belongs to that baal shayvich. Because it can't go. Chazal said that it's, we know anyone, any hopping bird cannot hop more than 50 amos. So Fred Rabbi Yirmiyah, what if it puts 1 foot out of regular 50 amos? And the Gemara says, "Alto avkur Rabbi Yirmiyah midrashim." And Rishonim say that he was matriach them. He made it to. He's matriach them too much with the shaila. Zok Sam Sofer. Yeah. What was the thing? Because first of all, you see it's a medada. Yeah. And so first of all, if you put 1 foot out, mistama, you can't be mitzamtzim mamish. So mistama, you made a mistake. Yeah, because mizadat medada. And tzveitens, why should he be toiled in ruba da'alma when there's a shayvich right here? Rabbi Yirmiyah said, no, it's 50 yamas, and if in a drop more than 50 yamas, you're not material that there's a chash in your tzimtzum. Memela, when Rabbi Yirmiyah said that it's also l'shtamish l'oira, memela, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. But the shoyl and the Rashba said that you can't be mitzamtzin the shir shemen, right? So what's going to happen? Tichla regel mashuk is over, and you're going to come to think. So the Rashba, no, you can't be mitzamtzin tichla regel mashuk, yeah? But Rabbi Yirmiyah, he held that the shiri chachamim, we could be mitzamtzin them. So Rabbi Yirmiyah probably wasn't going with the riff that there's an end to the thing because he holds that the regel menashuk is something you could be mitzamtzem. Mashenki, when he heard it from Rabbi Yochanan says later on that my time of the Beis Shammai, my time of the Beis Hillel, keneged pari hachag, and keneged. Yeah. What's so much better about Yavam HaNachnas and Yavam HaYotzim? A Pari HaChag and Ma'alam HaKodesh are both Svaris in Kachim. Yeah. The Kashi is in Kachim, you don't go down. So it says in Kachim, Pari HaChag, you find that you go down even in Kachim. And why do you go up? Because Ma'alam HaKodesh Rein Meridim. So Memela Rabbi Yochanan understood Mitzvah Sadlak is Neir, it's like Kachim, it's Dumi Demenaira. So when he heard of Hashem Rabbi Yochanan that it's Dumi Demenaira, so he's Makabel. Ah. So that al tzdumi the menayra, that could be. That's the issur shamshes layra. And that's when Rabbi Yirmiyah said that it's also l'shamish layra. Rashi said mishum hekir because Rabbi Yirmiyah we were learning al tekir mitzvah. But Rabbi Yochanan said it. We're going to say that it says like later on it's like kachim, and the memela mayharike. That it was Agav the Neiris in the Beis Hamikdash Mamela that they were metaken it like the Neiris, and Mamela that's like the Teretz Yinam Lishiura that they were metaken it like the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash that they gave it a din hadlaka oisem mitzvah. So when the Rif paskins kavsa ein zakeklo, and he says that they both learned from Shabbos, and the Rif says inami l'shiur means hadlaka oisa mitzvah the way we're teaching it. So he said, first of all, the Rif is not saying like our alumnus. He says, if you can't use it on Shabbos, it must be kavsa in zakukla. Yeah? Maybe it's kavsa zakukla, but on Shabbos they wear a matal lechiyav on the gavra. Teretz says that this whole thing that kavsa zakukla is a chumra and a zahiris that they put on the gavra, that's only if it's mutal leshtamish la'ira. But here on Amud Beis, where we're saying asa leshtamish la'ira, and we're still saying kavsa in zakukla, so then, if it would be kavsa zakukla, if we're saying also l'shtamish la'ira, that there's other hemshech to the mitzvah, or there's a kedusha to the mitzvah, so then why aren't you mechayiv to keep going? If there's a hemshech to the mitzvah, so why is it? So if it would be zakukla, it would be not alts the chi of gavra, it would be zakukla alts the mitzvah itself. Everything that we said that kavsa zakukla is just a zahirus that they're a matel on the mensh, that was all in Amud Aleph and Abizera and Ravuna, that it's mutal l'shtamish la'ira. So this is a chiyuv that they said, but you have to be around. But if you're saying hasa l'shtamish la'ira, so kavsa zakukla, it means because it's the hemshach of the mitzvah. And memela, that means if the ner has to be dolok. As we said before, that you must have a ner Shabbos, that there has to be a hadlaka that's for sure going to last. So if it's hasa l'shtamish la'ira, that means the hemshach of the mitzvah is also a mitzvah. Memela, that kavsa zakukla would even be on Shabbos. It would be mechayiv you good oils to use on Shabbos also.
This is the Rabbi Yehuda.
Right. But in Rabbi Yehuda, right. The male, if you could do it on Shabbos, it's Gishma. But like Rabbi Yochanan, that the Shabbos had lakka is a mitzvah, so when we're saying that kavsa ain't zakakla, you could use it on Shabbos, it's a tradis because your mitzvah is totally finished. Either it's an iser, no. It's the iser is because of the dumin de menorah. But the fact that it's kavsei in zakukla, so this kavsei in zakukla doesn't have to do with whether they were matlan yuachiyah or how long it has to last. It's kavsei in zakukla. The tradis kavsa v'lav klum, and this is bavus. That's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says hadlaka oisa mitzvah lefikach im kavsa in zakukla. Yeah. But the Shulchan Aruch is saying that the whole shayla of kavsa zakukla, and it should be b'shas when it's also l'shtamish la'ira, that's a kilu, it's a stir, and they obey the two things. That's all before we came to hadlaka oisa mitzvah. But once we pass on hadlaka oisa mitzvah, l'fikach for sure it's kavsa in zakukla. And that's why the Rambam doesn't bring a reason why you can use any oil you want b'chol. Rambam just says stam. All the shmanim are mutter and ner chanukah. Doesn't say because the kavsa ain't zakukla. Because it's not totally in kavsa zakuk ain't zakukla. The reason is all the shmeinu mamutra and ner chanukah, because there's no chashashas at all. You're yoytzei the mitzvah as soon as you lit it. So it's not because kavsa zakuk ain't zakukla, and that's why the Rambam says also the Rambam's meduyik. The Rambam says that and if it goes out lo yichayvu eno chayiv lahadlika pamacheres. Why is he called it a pamacheres? Because hadlaka is the mitzvah. That's the reason. It's not because kavsa ain't zakukla. It's because we yotze the mitzvah in Gansa. And that's also why. No, that doesn't answer. The Rambam doesn't say that you could use it or not use it. But that's also why in the Rif, even if it goes out, you can use the oil right away.
Okay,
Thank you. The Shabbos was the Rambam says 2 reasons.
The Shabbos
times
has 3 reasons?
No, it's just 1 reason. In the Yad, the Rambam says, Al-Shama Yad. In the Shabbos, he says, yeah.
Oh, it's nice. The night is not high, but it's not.